Guten Erev Shabbos, Parshas Korach. Nach Torah, Shmuel Hanavi speaking to Bnei Yisrael, he says, Vayishlach Hashem es Yerubal, ve'es Bedon, ve'es Yiftoch, ve'es Shmuel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to save Klal Yisrael in previous generations, Yerubal, which is Gidoin, Bedon, which is Shimshon, Yiftach, and Shmuel. Vayatzel Eschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you all, Bnei Yisrael, Miyadoi Veichem, Yisavid, from those enemies all around and around. Klai Yisrael are surrounded, our control is surrounded by enemies. Hashem saved us. Bateshu Betach, so much we're able to live in our control comfortably without any fear. Rashi brings the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Rashi brings that this pasuk is comparing the three Kalei Olam, the three simpler Jewish leaders, with the three more serious ones. Earlier in the Haftarah, I mentioned Moshe and Aaron. So here we have Moshe, Aaron, and this pasuk Shmuel. Is shakal to Gidoin, Shimshon, and Yiftach. To teach you that whatever basin you have to accept. And just like we accept Moshe, Aaron, and Shmuel, so too we need to accept the basin of Gidoin, Shimshon, and Yiftach. Now, the Chida asked a question on this pshat of the Gemara and Rashi. Who says Shmuel is coming to say that he is a serious leader along with Moshe and Aaron, and Shimshon, Gidoin, and Yiftach are the simple ones, and you should always say, just like you listen to the serious big time leaders, so too you have to listen to the simpler leaders who are the leaders in your generation. Who says that's true? Why can't we ask on this, says the Chida, that maybe Shmuel, with his humility and his anivus, he's comparing himself literally to Yerubal, Bedon, and Yiftach. He says, I'm the same type of low-level shayfet like Gidoin, Shimshon, and Yiftach. Who says he's trying to say, just like you listen to me and Moshe and Aaron, so do you listen to them. Azeifrek techida. Mitashem will get back to it soon. We want to speak today in the Shir, Ve'ikar, a very, very important aura on this pasuk. The Chayr Shmuel Hanavi is speaking. Why does he say, Hashem sent to you, Bnei Yisrael, Hashem has sent you Yerubal, Bedon, Yiftach, and Shmuel. He should have said, Ve'oisi. Vayishlach Hashem is Yerubal, Ves Bedon, Ves Yiftach, Ve'oisi, and myself. Why did he say, Ve'es Shmuel? So, the Radak on this pasuk says that the Derech HaPsukim, many times, when it's speaking about different types of the first person or second person, the pasuk will do this. And the Radak is a couple of examples. And the Sudas brings this very often. I'd like to give you a couple of examples where we find this. In Chumash, in Parashas Hashpatim, it says at the end of the Parasha, Moshe Amar Alei Elokim. Moshe was told, go up to Hashem. And we know that Moshe was told something, means he was told by Hashem. So it should have said in the Pasuk, Moshe Amar Alei Elai. Why Amar Alei El Hashem? So Ramban. Already in Parashas Hashpatim, brings our pasuk in Shmuel and says it's the derech when this first person and second person, the pasuk often will use it interchangeably. And again, the Eben Ezra says this in Yisrael also. It's a normal usage of the pasuk. And the Mitzudas Lamashal on the pasuk, the famous pasuk, Magdil or Migdal Yeshua Ismalka Vaisachesed Mashichai, because the pasuk is said by David HaMelech in Tehillim at the end of Shmuel. It says, David de Lazari ad Elam. It shouldn't have said, David de Lazari ad Elam. David speaking. It should have said, Oisi de Lazari ad Elam. So again, it says, Mitzudis, no, it's a derech of the psukim to interchange first person and third person. Right? First and third person. It's a normal derech where it could be interchanged. So that is the pasuk shat, why it doesn't say the Oisi. Now, the Radak as well brings a Medrash Sheikh HaTayyib. Medrash says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishnah Rabbi Yisrael Zimra, Af Shmuel Rabin Shonavim Misnabe V'lo Yahu Yodea Mahu Misnabe." Shmuel Hanavi also joined the list of almost all the Nevi'im who they would say in Nevuah, they wouldn't even be involved and know what they're saying. It was like something from outside them who would be saying in Nevuah. The Medrash over there in the Shechar Tag says everybody except for Moshe and Yeshaya had this. When they would say Nevuah, they didn't really know what they were saying. They weren't involved. They were just zeicher to a madrega, and the Ruach HaKadosh came down and said it. It wasn't them saying it. And the Medrash brings a raya. Shenema vayishlach Hashem v'shuval v'shadom v'zgiptach v'shmuel oisi loy omar el of v'shmuel if yishaloy hoye idea mai on the snabe. He didn't know what his nevuah was. It wasn't him saying it. If it would have been him involved, he would have said v'oisi. But he wasn't involved. He was just saying it over mamish dvar Hashem. So therefore, it doesn't say v'oisi. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Taim and Dekra at the end of the Torah Mezayis Abracha says very interesting ha'ara. In the whole Torah from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu never refers to himself as Moshe. By Dabra Hashem Moshe Leimar is the Torah speaking. Moshe never says, from his own point of view, the word Moshe, except in the pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu, Moshe. He should have said, Torah Tzivisi Eschem. Why does he say Moshe? He says, V'zayis HaBracha, Zukim Chaim. When Moshe is giving a pure bracha from the Rabbi Shalom, no, it says, V'zayis HaBracha Sheberach Moshe Ish Elikim. He wanted, without any of his involvement at all, to be a bracha solely from Hashem. So he went back to this madrega of the other Nevi'im who are not being involved at all. That's why it's Moshe, as if he's not there. But normally, Fakert, Moshe and Yeshaya have a bigger madrega of Nevoah, that they were able to be completely involved as they were saying everything. As great as all these Nevi'im were, the Nevi'im had to be uninvolved. Moshe and Yeshaya were able to be involved in the Nevoah, and they were such a high madrega, it wasn't a chash they're going to mix anything in, and they're able to mamish give over the Nevoah like that. The Chida says, based on this medrash, we could answer the question we asked before. We asked before, Ve'ezok, how's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah know that Shmuel is from the Chamuri Yo'ilam, is from the most Chamur Nevi'im, him, Moshe and Aaron, is the same Adrege as Yiftach, Shem, Shem, and Gidoim. Maybe Shmuel is putting himself in the pasuk saying, Adrabba, I'm the Kali Yo'ilam like the rest. Says the Chida, that really, we could answer with this medrash that we just brought down. This medrash says that Shmuel, Rabbi Shalavim, Misnavi, Veloy Deam Maro Yim Misnavi. Like it says in the Pasuk, Yishlach Hashem is Yubal Vesadon, Ves Yiftach, Ves Shmuel. So the Chida, the Chayra, we could ask Akasha, the lashon of the medrash, the lashon of Chazal should have said in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, not the Gemara should have said Shokal Hakosov Shloisha Kali Oilam to Shloisha Chamur Oilam. Torah is comparing the three Kali Oilam to the three Chamur Oilam. It should have said in the pasuk in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah should have said Shokal that Shmuel himself was being Shokal. He was equating Shmuel was equating the three stringent Nevi'im with the three lenient Nevi'im. But it doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Shokal HaKosah, the Pasuk is doing it. So he says, one more kash, and then we'll answer, says the Chida. How come Dafka over here in Shmuel, at this point in Shmuel, is where the Navi remembers to teach us that Shmuel was someone who was uninvolved. He wasn't on the Madrega Maish Ravel, he could be involved in the Nevoah. He had to be disassociated from the Nevoah as he was saying it. Why do we have to learn that right over here? So the Chida, one parent that answers all the kashas. If Shmuel himself would be involved in saying the Nevoah, then we can question and say, who says Shmuel is saying that as a Chomer Navi, he's equal to the lenient Nevi'im, meaning to say, you should always learn to accept whatever Navi, Shmuel Gadarit Yiftach Gadarit. No. Shmuel was uninvolved. It wasn't him. It was the Nevoah from the Rabbi Shalom. It was the Pasuk telling us. HaKadosh Baruch was teaching us that Shmuel is a Navi Chomer. And he's still being equated with these other Nevi'im. Teacher, you always go to whatever Navi you have in that dark. So that's why Davka over here, when we have this lesson of to go to the right Navi, is up to Chida, that's why over here the Pasuk Davka says, Shmuel doesn't say, oh, you see, to teach us that Shmuel who was uninvolved, it was pure the Rabbi Shalom saying that Shmuel never, when his Hanivas would have said, I'm just as harsh as Maish and Aaron and those three, you should listen to them like you listen to me. The Shalach HaKadosh is Masber, I'll tell you this is Masber. I'll be this, involving Amudim. He's Mazra Moyer Dika Shat in this week's Parsha. Based on this. Says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he gets upset at Bnei Yisrael, at the big Kairach, And what does he say? He says, "Vayichal Moshe Moi." He got very angry. "Vayomer Hashem, Al Teifa Machasna Hashem, don't be makabel the mincha of Kairach Dasam Aviram. Loi Chamar Echavem Nesasi. I never took any of their donkeys. I never used them. I never took advantage of my position to borrow a car from someone, to borrow a chamar from anybody. Practice law. That's Moshe Rabbeinu has to say about himself. He's trying to say, Hashem, I've been a good Eved to you. Please don't turn to Kairach. What's so good about Moshe Rabbeinu? He finds nothing else except the fact he never took a chamar from them. Look at Shlok. We find the same Maila by Shmuel. It says in the Haftarah, in today's Haftarah, Eshor mi milakachti with me right slicer. Did I ever take advantage of you? That when I traveled from place to place in your service, I could have put it on the tab. Did I ever do that? No. I always spent my own money. I was solely, completely my service. The shem shemayim for you. That's it. So Shmuel had this Mardik Madrig, and we know that Kairach, actually tells us in the parasha, was Saimich, he relied on the fact that Kairach is going to come out of him. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Kairach has that Maila? I also have that Maila. And therefore I'm not scared of Shmuel. And if anything, I'm greater than him. Why? Because by Shmuel it says, that he sent V'esh Shmuel. So Shmuel was not involved in the actual Nevoah. He wasn't able to be involved. But by Mises Moshe Rabbeinu, he says to the Bnei Kairach at the end, Hashem Shlochani, V'zois Teidun, Yilchap my Maila. I have a bigger Maila than the Maila of Shmuel, and therefore don't think they can nail to it over to me. Of course, he was saying this only because he was trying to save their lives. One more Mahalik, and why it says, oh, and of course, this one hand, according to this, we could say that's also Pshat in the Pasuk, the David Lazari Ad Olam. The reason why he says the David Lazari is because David was uninvolved when he was saying in Nevuah. One more Mahalik. There's a Mahalik, very famous Mahalik of the Gra. Heard from my uncle. He told to me. It's brought down in the Divriel Kraliyol Atayra. And it comes from the Sefer Keflaim Tashiyah from the Vilna Magid. Who brings it down Mashem the Gra. Mayridika Yisari. So they'll tell us, it's a Zayir, it's a Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a Maila, a Madrega called Shchina Medaberes Hitoy Groina. Cholmokim Asher Askir Eshemi Ovei Lecho V'yachticha. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a Madrega, he was a Kli for Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Kli for Torah, he would open up his mouth, and the Shchina would come out from it. He wasn't even speaking, he wasn't moving his lips. Shchina Medaberes Hitoy Groina Shal Moshe. Very, very big Madrega. M'chaim V'lozner is Mazvedis Ba'arichos, his beginning of the Sefer on Pirkei Aves. In Ruach Chaim, right in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. M'chaim V'lozner is Mazvedis Madrega. He says, that's what Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeicha, the Aspaklari Ami'ira, the highest level of Nevuah. Masha Engin, other Nevi'im, word Zeicha to Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, of Zeh Adavar, Koyamar Hashem. It wasn't the same as Zeh Adavar. So he says, that's Shechinim and the Vegetar, Grain Shal Moshe, Chaim V'lozner is Mazver. And he says, Fakert, Aaron and Miriam, an occasion where Zoicha a little bit this Madrega of Shchinim and Zedek Grayish HaMaisha, and that's why they thought they could compare themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu had this all the time. All the time he was Zoicha this Madrega, and Aaron and Miriam only on occasion. That's what the Rabbi Shalom had a tiny back on him. And Biskirov, beginning of Parsha Shmois and Sefer Al Taira, is Mazru with this shot in the Pasuk when it says, Moshe says, Takadish Baruch Hu, Mi Anoichi, who am I to go to Pari? Meaning to say, Hashem, you're supposed to take me Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. We say in Lel HaSeder, Ani Hashem, Ani Moimalach, Ani Vilei Sarach, Ani Vilei Shliach, Ani Hashem, Ani Hulu Vilei Acher. So why are you sending me? Me Anoichi, why me? So the Baishan told him back, Eyeimach, I will be with you. So the Biskrov means to say, that you have that special Madrega of Shechid V'Yavayzit HaGroinoi all time, so when you are taking them out, it's not you. It's this HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking them out. It's me taking them out. Ki Eya Ima, I'm with you. It's not you. It's Mamish. You're just a Kli. You're a pipe to give over the Nevuah, to do the Shlicha, but it's all straight to the Rabbi Yishlam. It doesn't stop for a moment. It's not Sheuvim. We find the same Adrega, look the Gra. We find the same Adrega by Aaron HaKoyin. On Yom HaKippurim, it says in the Mishnah, HaKoyanim, the call of Om Shayin Mazara, Kishayushayim Mesashim, Yoitzim pi kohen gadol. They would hear the shame Fnei yutke vavke titaru. Masad Aaron kohen would, or whatever kohen gadol would be, the kohen gadol would say, he would say the shame of a fayrish, and they would all fall on their faces and bow down. The lashon of the Mishnah is yoitzim pi kohen gadol. So the Arizal is masber. Yoitzim pi kohen gadol means that Aaron would be zoyche to madrega of shchinim as a meres until growing night. Every kohen gadol who was zoyche would open his mouth, and the shame Hashem would come out of his mouth. Yud Kei Vav, he would come out without his lips moving. He would just open his mouth and it would come out. He was zechet to that tremendous madrega also. So we said Moshe had it, and like we already said from Chaim Velazhen, Aaron was zechet to it often, and Yom Kippur at least. So the Gral, Shmuel Anavi was also zechet to this madrega. Shmuel Anavi was zechet to have the Shechinah Medaberes Yitzchak Groinoi, this tremendous madrega. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yerubal, Bedan, Yiftach, Ve'et Shmuel. It wasn't Shmuel speaking. It would have been Shmuel speaking. It would have said Ve'oisi. But it was Shechinah Medaberes Yitzchak Groinoi Shel Moshe. Shechinah Medaberes Yitzchak Groinoi Shel Aaron. Shechinah Medaberes Yitzchak Groinoi Shel Shmuel. So the Shechinah was speaking. The Shechinah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Shmuel, as it is similar to what we said before from the message, as if he's not there. So the Vilna Gaon, beautiful pshat, that's pshat of the pasuk. Moshe v'Aharon mechaya no v'Shmuel v'kama v'leish Shmuel. Moshe, all the time was echad to this madrigal. Shkina m'dayit agrein yishol Moshe. The Aharon mechaya no v'Aharon as he was officiating as kohen gadol was echad to this madrigal. V'Shmuel, what he was saying is v'vuah b'kayrei Shmuel. When he was calling out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, he was also zaycha to this. So these three are shokol in this aspect that they were zaycha to it. The Sefer Moshe Avdai, he says, Moshe Avdai brings, that's why the Rambam, when he lists the attributes of Moshe Rabbeinu being a Navi higher than the other Naviim, he's Avdai Naviim, he doesn't say, because other Naviim, like we said, had this also sometimes. Al-Kopanim, we could say it dropped differently than the Gra also. We can read it, Moshe, all the time. But Aaron the Chayin, not Shmuel, sometimes or whatever. But Koyrei Shmai, all three of them are those that are a vessel just to call out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way the Gra said it was Koyrei Shmai was going on Shmuel himself when he called it Hashem's name. We can say Koyrei Shmai, all three of them are Zeichet to this Madrega. So to summarize just what we said, we asked why it says in the Pasuk, that Shmuel, why didn't say Va'oisi? Pasuk Pshat is that there is interchangeable use between first person and third person. Second Mahalach is Radak Medrash that he brings that they were unconnected to the Nevuah. They didn't even know what the Nevuah, what they were saying. And we based on this, we said that was the Shlach HaKadosh says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was tying to Kairach, that I have a stronger mile than whatever you think you might have, whatever you're imagining about yourself and your descendants. And he said, the Chidah says, that's why Chazal are able to learn that the Torah is teaching us that Shmuel b'Derek Yiftach b'Derek. And then we have this third Mahalach of the Vilna Gaon, that Shmuel b'Zoyche, the Shechinah b'Derek, the Targrein Yishol Moshe, and Fakerik, Achreinim, Asafiu, Achreinim, Armazver. That's also Pshar in the Pasuk, the David of Zawiyah Adoylam, the David also says the David, because he was also Zoyche, seems at that moment too, Shchinah medaber yitzchak groinoi shel David. A little bit of a arav. It needs a beer to think about this, understand it's obviously big madregas. You need some food for thought. On one hand, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu has a higher madrega than everybody else, that they don't know what they're saying, but he knows what he's saying from this pasuk. And the Vilna Gaon says in this pasuk that all of them were just the shchinahs coming out of the mouth without them being involved. So I guess it's, you have to say that they all were mamash a kli. Their madrig of a kli was they weren't even as aware of what's going on. They were in some type of chaloyim as it was happening. Hashem Gemayish Rabbeinu was zeicha to this madriga, the hakets with complete awareness. Even though of course every time he said it was without his input, without him adding anything, Chas V'Shalom, it was just a kli shchem and Beit Zagrein Shemayish. But he was zeicha to this all the time, even while being awake. Shabbos.